This story is utterly fascinating. And I have translated this in a way that preserves the character of the original Greek and the ambiguities that are present in it in a way that doesn't happen with current translations that try to be more literal in relation to the parable of the sheepfold and so on. And so I'll first of all comment about the structure of this story and learning it and the verbal threads and so on, and then about what is going on in this story so that you can tell it then in a way that will convey some dimensions of that. You'll have to make your own decision as to whether or not you follow this translation and want to get into all the things that are involved in that, and I'll talk about that briefly. First of all, the structure of this story. There are two parts to it, in effect, two metaphors. The first one is the metaphor of the courtyard, what is usually translated as the sheepfold and the gate. So the courtyard of the sheep and of who is the shepherd and how does that work and the contrast between the shepherd who the sheep recognize and the ones who they will not follow. And the second is then the metaphor of Jesus as the door, that the contrast between him as the door and the thief who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. So there are three episodes in the first metaphor, and there are three episodes in the second in this particular shortened version of the story. In terms of verbal threads, the first is anyone who does not enter and the one who enters. The one who does not enter the courtyard of the sheep by the door and the one who enters by the door. So that's the verbal thread of the first episode, and that really helps in relation to learning this. And then that also is part of that metaphor is continued. That verbal thread is that the doorkeeper opens the door for him, that is the shepherd of the sheep. And that's another verbal thread then that is connected with that the two sentences that precede it. Another is, in that same episode, is the one who climbs in by another way is a thief and an insurrectionist. Now, this is usually translated as a bandit. The Greek word is leistes, which is used throughout the Gospels to refer to the zealots. And is heard then and composed all of the Gospels in the aftermath of the war. And so leistes in that context meant bandit, but bandits who were revolutionaries, who stole in order to fund the revolution and who stole from their Jewish opponents. Anybody who didn't agree with them, they would just steal all their stuff. And so these bandits, bandit is not an adequate word to describe this group. So an insurrectionist, a zealot, a revolutionary, something like that would be a more accurate translation. So I've used insurrectionist. But the verbal thread is between who climbs in another way as a thief and an insurrectionist, and then the beginning of the next metaphor, all who came before me are thieves and insurrectionists. So those are the same words in Greek. the end of the first sentence in the first half and the first sentence in the second half. Another verbal thread that that runs through this is the sheep follow him because they know his voice, and then they will not follow a stranger or an outsider because they do not know the voice of outsiders. So that theme of follow and know his voice is picked up and developed in the beginning of the third episode. So those are the major verbal threads. If you recognize those, they will help you to remember the story, and they provide links that you can hang your memory on. Now, the dynamics of this story. What's going on? This is a conversation with the Pharisees that follows the healing of the man born blind. So you may recall that the end of the story is that the Pharisees that heard Jesus say, I've come that those who see, that those who do not see will see, and that those who do see will become blind. And the Pharisees said, well, surely you don't mean that we are blind. And Jesus said to them, if you had said, we cannot see, then your sin would be forgiven. But now that you say, we see, your sin remains. And then what follows that is this discourse. So the audience then is addressed by the storyteller as Jesus, as the Pharisees, who were who had just expelled the blind man from the synagogue. And so Jesus is talking to the audience then in the aftermath of that that healing of the blind man. The impact of this is, on the one hand, the conveying of comfort and consolation by Jesus in contrast to other leaders. And so this is other leaders of the Pharisees, and it is other leaders of the chief priests and the Pharisees in the context of the pre-war situation of Jesus. Part of the reason for this difference in the translation is that what John does in the Greek is to maintain and to establish a series of connections between this discourse of Jesus and what happened in the siege of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. So who is it that does not enter the courtyard of the sheep by the door, but climbs in by another way? Who is a thief and an insurrectionist? Well, it was the zealots. Josephus tells a series of stories about times when, in the context of various battles, both between various Jewish factions and with the Romans, that they would climb in by another way. One story is that they climbed in through a subterranean passageway and came up through the tiles and the drains and infiltrated the temple. This is one group of zealots. who then attacked an army of the chief priests that was trying to drive out the zealots and to keep them from taking over the city. The one who enters by the door was, on the one hand, the high priest, but on the other hand, it is clearly here Jesus referring to himself as the shepherd of the sheep. And the doorkeeper, who then opens the door for him, is God. And so the sheep, Jesus' sheep, hear his voice, and he leads them out. Now, that was in the context of the post-war situation. You know, one of the horrors of the siege was that there was no way out. And so this metaphor of Jesus being able to lead his own people out, his sheep out, and that they will follow him because they know his voice. Again, part of the metaphor is then that it was in the darkness when people tried to escape from the temple, and they could only follow the voice of those who were leading them. And so that is another dimension of this metaphor. Also, they will not follow an outsider. They will not follow a Gentile. They won't follow a leader who they do not trust or know, but they'll run away because they don't know the voice of strangers. That, too, is descriptive of that situation, but it's also descriptive now of the relationship that exists between Jesus and his followers. The second metaphor is that he is the door for the sheep. That all who came before me are thieves and insurrectionists, but the sheep didn't listen to them. Some of the sheep did, but not Jesus' sheep. They did not participate in the war. They did not listen to those voices. Rather, they followed the voice of Jesus. And so whoever enters into then the courtyard of the temple will be saved, and they will come in and go out. That's what was desired, was that they could come and go. But the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Later on, that metaphor is used to describe the other leaders of the people who did precisely that. They stole, they killed, and they destroyed. And it led to then the people being abandoned. And later on in this discourse, Jesus talks about the hired hands who don't care about the sheep, who when they hear the wolf coming, run away and leave the sheep, and that the wolf then snatches them and scatters them. Well, that is an exact description of what happened when the Romans captured Jerusalem, conquered it, killed thousands of people, and scattered the rest of the population throughout the Roman world. So what is being described here is that Jesus brings peace. Jesus brings comfort and consolation in the context of a people who have been betrayed by their leaders. Betrayed into warfare, that is disastrous for them. Betrayed into opposition and violent conflict, rather than pursuing strategies of reconciliation. And so this metaphor, this pair of metaphors here, is an appeal to his audience by John the storyteller to believe in Jesus and to follow him in the aftermath of the war, so that they can look back and see what a disaster it was, and can now identify Jesus' voice and follow him.